Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it. Common sense. In a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, we finally have proof that Joe Biden is a corrupt politician who lied to the American people. Ghislaine Maxwell gets a slap on the wrist. We're going to be talking about that as well. And the January 6th hearings star witness is someone who literally was allowed to spread hearsay as evidence. But before we get to that, I wanted to mention, if you are a regular listener to this show, you might be tuning in, figuring we're going to be doing our take on the Supreme Court's Roe versus Wade decision. That was such an important thing that we knew it was going to take up a whole show. So we did a special show on Tuesday you may have missed. You can get that on demand on our page. And I suggest you do. It was a very good show. But folks, we knew we were going to have a lot to deal with. And there's actually even more, because now the Supreme Court has made a decision on the EPA. They made a decision on the stay in Mexico policy. There's so much to talk about today. I want to jump right into it. And let's start with these new Supreme Court decisions. Basically, the Supreme Court ruled with the Biden administration on the ending of the stay in Mexico policy, something I absolutely 100% disagree with, but unlike the liberals, I'm not going to firebomb my local capital. I'm not going to threaten the life of Supreme Court justice. I'm not going to riot. I'm not going to run into a safe room and with a coloring book. We're just going to have to deal with the fact that now it's going to be probably a lot easier for these illegal immigrants to come into this country. And this administration has clearly shown they have no, absolutely no, will to stop it. As a matter of fact, they're encouraging it. So you're going to get what you get. On the other side of the aisle, the Supreme Court has basically struck down the EPA's powers in dealing with greenhouse gases and emissions and saying that they've overstepped their bounds, which is a blow to the Green New Deal Biden administration. So I guess you could say the Republicans and conservatives are one and one with these decisions. I'm sure some of them are going to be challenged. I'm sure some of them are going to be spoken about in depth, and we probably will on future show. But for now, let's just say that illegal immigration has become quite a bit easier, but it's a little bit harder now for them to end this war on fossil fuel. Anyway, let's jump to Ghislaine Maxwell, who basically, for I don't know how many years of her life, was literally the wingman for Jeffrey Epstein, who we all know had trafficked underage girls, used them as quote-unquote masseuses slash prostitutes on his island that catered to extremely powerful people, politicians, actors, musicians, etc. Not for a year, not for 2 years, but for many, 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 many years. Kept a list of clientele, supposedly had videos so they could blackmail the clientele who ended up sleeping with some of these girls who were 14, 15 years old. And she was sentenced to 20 years. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, and I've heard the people say, well, at her age, 20 years is basically the rest of her life. Well, let me explain something. Where she's going to go is going to be a minimum security prison facility that's basically going to, yeah, she's not free. She's not going to be able to walk out and go shopping. But if you think for 1 minute she's in any danger, if you think for 1 minute the food's going to be terrible. If you think for 1 minute there aren't going to be all kinds of recreational activities, it's going to be the most luxurious prison they can possibly send her to. And that 20 years is probably going to end up being more like 12. This for a woman who currently, right now, apparently in her possession or the FBI's possession, has actual videotapes of what I would call child pornography. I would also call attempts to extort, blackmail, invasion of privacy. I mean, you can run down a litany list of crimes. Now, basically, the same day or the day after, R. Kelly, the pop R&B singer, is sentenced to 30 years. 30 years in prison. I'm not defending him. What he did was horrible. But here's what he actually did. He took advantage of groupies. Some of them were underage, which is a crime. And he took advantage of them in horrible ways. He had them do things that were very abnormal. They got him for trafficking because he took them across state lines to various concerts or places he was at. He wasn't trafficking him for anybody else. It's not like he was setting them up for the whole music industry. Basically, he thought, I am a superstar. I am entitled. These women will do whatever I want them to do, and I'm going to increasingly ask them to do more bizarre things because I'm the king, right? And the king fell. He deserves to go to jail. He deserves to go to prison. Can't sleep with underage girls. Now, as far as these women who were 25, 26 years old, and now they're coming out saying, I was treated horribly and made to do things. No, you weren't made to do that. You actually wanted to be around him because he was famous, and so you did those things. This man's going to jail for 30 years. It's not going to be a cupcake prison. And I want to know why. What's the difference? I'll tell you what the difference is. Ghislaine Maxwell is a million times worse, but she's connected. Because the very people who are doing the investigations, the very people who are going to lay down the sentences, some of them are probably on that list. That's the answer. In a nutshell, that's the answer. Do we know who's on that list? How come we don't? How come the FBI hasn't made that public? How come they haven't said in the interests of, fair play here, we're going to release this information? There are people out there who could still be predators. People should know about this. No, I don't think so. So while Ghislaine Maxwell is doing her gardening in some prison and learning how to crochet or play a violin or attend some lectures or whatever, old R. Kelly is going to be rotten in prison because he's so stupid. He thinks being a celebrity means I get to do whatever I want with whoever I want, anytime I want, and I'm just going to enjoy the fruits of my success. Ghislaine Maxwell was doing it for money, literally running a prostitution ring, literally running an underage white slavery to a certain extent ring. And she gets 10 years less. I want you to let that sink in for a minute. And then you tell me that there's not something funny going on here. I think it's quite obvious there is. Speaking of something funny going on here, Cassidy, what's her name, Hutchinson, testified at the January 6th kangaroo court. They call it a hearing. They keep reminding us, this isn't a court. We don't have to follow the rules of the court. Yeah, well, that's a good thing. Because, A, you're not allowing anyone to present any defense whatsoever. You've not got one person there to counterpoint anything anybody has to say. You don't have one person there to question a witness and hold their feet to the fire. No, no, no. This is just a big, let's see how much dirt we can throw at Donald Trump in an attempt to get him to not run for the presidency of the United States in 2024, because we know he will win and we know he will kick our asses if he gets in. This is called self-preservation for the Democrats. How in the world do we do this? And they've come up with a way. We're going to hold the January 6th hearings. The only Republicans allowed are going to be people who have a huge grudge on Donald Trump and agree with us. If in any way, shape, or form you are a Trump supporter and you are a member of the Congress, you don't get in. This argument is only going one way and one way only. And yesterday was the creme de la creme, folks. Cassidy Hutchinson literally testified to something she wasn't there for. You heard me right. Her testimony is, when Donald Trump was in his limo with the Secret Service and the driver, he ordered them to take him to the Capitol. When they said, no, we're going back to the White House, it's not safe to go to the Capitol, we don't want to go to the Capitol, you don't get to go to the Capitol, he became irate and said, I'm the effing president of the United States, and tried to grab for the wheel. From the backseat, he's trying to grab from the wheel. I want you to picture that for a minute. Then, when he couldn't get control of the car, he grabbed one of the Secret Service agents by the clavicle and was angry. Well, I want you to go back. Don't take my word for this. I want you to all go back, and even if you have to fast forward, go through her whole two-hour testimony. And you will find something very unique about this woman. Every single thing, almost, that she testifies to, she prefaces with, or to something of that effect. Or something to that effect. The president said this, or something to that effect. Then he did this, or something to that effect. She must have said it 100 times. I'm not exaggerating. Almost every word out of her mouth, even when, and she's talking about something she wasn't there for. She's saying, a guy who knows a guy who was in that limo told me this, or something to that effect. Well, if you know anything about the law at all, you know that in court, the defense attorney would stand up and say, what do you mean when you say something to that effect? You said you remember this very clearly. You said you remember the story very clearly. What is it that he said? What is it that the guy said he said? Because when you say something to that effect, you're leaving it wide open of saying, well, I don't know exactly what he said, but it was something like this, I guess. That's testimony? Do you know what a good lawyer would do in court to that testimony? They would tear it up, spit it out, and throw it away. You can't testify, yeah, something to that effect, I think. Can you imagine that? Did you see Mr. So-and-so literally say he was going to rob the bank an hour before he robbed it? Well, he said something. I mean, he said something to that effect, something about a bank. I don't know. What? Didn't you say that you saw him? Oh, no. I know a guy who knows a guy who said he saw him or saw him or someone to that effect. That's not going to fly in court. This is your star witness. The Democrats are on record saying, this is the witness we've been waiting for. This is indeed the smoking gun. This is absolutely nothing. You people are 100% insane. The Democratic Party is officially insane. That would be like if someone was running for mayor and someone said, well, I know a guy who knows a guy who lived next door to him for a while, and he said he beat his wife or something to that effect. And you're saying, oh, well, that's a smoking gun. This guy's a wife beater. Are you kidding? This coming off the fact that everyone said you had absolute proof of Russian collusion and you found out that it was all just a lie and made up? Or something to that effect. Cassidy Hutchinson knows nothing It's third-hand information. And here's the big news flash. Hours after she testified, the men who were actually in that vehicle, that never happened. None of that ever happened. Donald Trump did, in fact, think we were going to the Capitol, and he was angry that we weren't. But none of the rest of that ever happened. Well, is it surprising that Donald Trump was thinking they were going to the Capitol? That's what he said in the speech. He literally said in that speech, you guys are going to the Capitol, I'll be there too. He had already said he was going. So if he was angry, he was probably angry because he was saying, well, I told everybody I was going to be there. Now you're going to tell me I can't go for my own safety? Then he supposedly said, I don't care if there are people with weapons there. No, no. See, what he actually said was when they said, well, you can't go to the Capitol because we can't guarantee your safety because there could be people there with weapons. He said, these people are not going to hurt me. I don't care about that. He didn't mean he didn't care that they were holding weapons. He meant he didn't care about his safety because he didn't feel his life was in danger. But you see, the Democrats can twist that around, right? This is the same person, by the way, Cassidy Hutchinson, that was so traumatized by what she heard about Donald Trump that she literally put in an application to continue to keep working for him at Mar-a-Lago. And, oh, she was denied. Interesting. So her being so upset that you'd never want to work for a man like that, right? Would you want to work for somebody like that? No, Cassidy Hutchinson did. She put an application to continue to work for him, and when it was denied, suddenly she's on Capitol Hill telling people a story that she heard from a third party. A third party. It's not even like she said the Secret Service agent told me this himself. No, she's saying a friend of the Secret Service agent told me. You ever hear of the game Telephone? So the Secret Service agent says, man, was Donald Trump mad. He had promised everybody he was going to the Capitol. And when we told him you can't go to the Capitol, he was like, I'm going to the effing Capitol. He was so mad, I thought he was going to jump in the front seat and take the wheel. He's so mad, I thought he was going to grab me by the neck. Then the next guy says, did you hear? Donald Trump tried to grab the wheel and tried to grab somebody by the neck. See how that works? Is your bombshell witness. This is it. This is what you got. Well, I heard from a friend that Adam Schiff is a Russian agent. Now, my friend knows somebody who sweeps the floors on Capitol Hill. So I guess we have to investigate him and remove him immediately. Because my friend wouldn't lie to me. Are you people insane? The short answer is yes, you're insane, but you're also desperate. You are so desperate. I love these people who say, the MAGA movement is dead. Donald Trump isn't popular anymore. Well, then let him run. If you think he stands zero chance, then you get him right out in front, right? Because you know you got an easy win. If the Democrats thought Donald Trump had no chance, they would back off him so quick. In fact, they'd be praising him. They'd be saying, well, let him run. If he feels he was wronged, if he feels the election was so whatever, let him run. And we'll prove once and for all that he didn't win legitimately. Didn't win. They're not doing that, folks. They're trying everything, even literally allowing hearsay evidence and calling it bombshell testimony. In a feeble attempt to prevent him from running. Do you think they're doing that because they're not afraid he's going to win? Or do you think they're doing that because they know he is going to win? I think that's a pretty simple question to answer, don't you? It's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic what this country's become. It's literally a laughingstock at this point. You could go to the smallest court in the land, and they wouldn't allow that kind of testimony. If somebody's on trial for something even minor, and somebody comes up and says, well, from what I hear, they'll say, you can't tell me what somebody else told you. That's hearsay. Yeah, but this, I don't care. Yeah, but this person was there. It doesn't matter. That's hearsay. Because you could have twisted the words or got them wrong, let alone if you're saying, I heard it from someone who wasn't there because he heard it from someone who was. That's hearsay times two. And that's the best witness they got because they got nothing. And their desperation, if it weren't so depressing, would almost be funny. Because you literally see these Democrats and a couple of Republicans fighting for their political life because they know very clearly that if Donald Trump gets in, the doors on what they've done wrong is going to be swung wide open, and you are going to be shocked to your very core at how the political game worked, because Trump has nothing to lose now. He can't run again. And he's going to let the horses out of the barn. And you see the desperation in their faces. You see the desperation in their actions. They're scared rabbits looking for a rabbit hole. Absolutely pathetic. Speaking of absolutely pathetic, let's get on to Joe Biden, who literally, by his own words, proved what we all knew all along. He has a corrupt politician who helped his son gain millions and millions and millions of dollars through basically selling access to his father, which is Joe. How do we know this, you say? Well, guess what was on Hunter's laptop, I guess, is an answering machine message. That answering machine message basically says, hey, it's your dad. It's no big deal. I just wanted to call you and let you know that there's an article coming out. It was on the internet today. It's going to come out tomorrow. And the good news is, looks like you're in the clear. Oh? In the clear from what, Joe? What's your son in the clear from? I thought you said you had no idea what his business dealings were. I thought you said you had no idea who he was associated with. That's what you told the American people on the debates. That's what you told reporters when they asked you. And now here you are clearly on tape saying, it looks like you're in the clear, buddy. What does that sound like to you? Now, as mad as I am at Joe Biden, I'm not even close to as mad at Joe Biden as I am the FBI. Because let me explain something to you. The FBI had that laptop for a long time. Everything that's just coming out now, they knew 2 years ago. FBI seizes your laptop. They don't say, all right, well, we'll get around to it. Yeah, there's an election running coming up right now, and the father of the suspect is actually running. Yeah. Well, there's no rush. See what happens next year. Well, maybe we'll get to it. We got bigger fish to fry. We got to go try to arrest some people who like Donald Trump. We got to go arrest some parents at school board meetings. The FBI knew this. The FBI clearly knew the following things. They knew that Joe Biden, by virtue of that laptop, was in fact selling access to himself through his son. They knew that his son was selling access to his father for profit. They knew that his son was cavorting with underage girls and hookers. We now have proof, a video, a very bizarre video. If you're easily disturbed, I recommend you don't watch this video. Not because there's any nudity or weird sexuality in it, because it's just literally a Russian hooker, fully clothed, sitting in a chair, and he's videotaping her saying, now I want you to tell everyone, I didn't force you to do anything. There's no bruises on you. I didn't hit you. I didn't hold you here against your will. What in the blue hell is wrong with this man? Then we hear, well, I want to keep her a little while, but I don't have the five. How much is it going to be for another couple of days? $5,000. $5,000. Number one, he should shop around a little bit. $5,000? But he doesn't have it. So he says, okay, well, I have to get the funds up. Oh, just a little while later, guess who sends him $5,000? Joe Biden. Doesn't say what it's for, but gee, let's think about this logically. Hunter Biden needs $5,000. Doesn't have it. A few hours later, here's the $5,000, courtesy of Joe Biden. I don't think it's a big stretch, do you? So basically, he's supporting his habit. He's supporting his crack addiction. He's supporting his hooker addiction. But that's okay. That's perfectly fine. Now I want to get into something you're not going to hear anywhere else. Because they're afraid. Quite frankly, they're afraid to say it. For anyone, and I mean anyone, I don't care if you are the biggest liberal I've ever met, or you are the staunchest right-wing conservative I've ever met, I don't want to hear a single other person ever again say this election was fair. This election was not fair. And I'll tell you why it was not fair. I don't care about the ballots anymore. I don't care about the machines anymore. I don't care about the mules anymore. I don't care about any of that. When an organization that has pledged to protect the citizens of this country from actual crime holds in their hand a laptop that clearly shows a man is about to be elected president that should not be elected due to his activities, and decides they will withhold that from the American people, you've rigged the election. You've swayed the election in the favor of Joe Biden because you didn't give the information. You know how many people in Wall Street have went to jail? Because they said, well, you had insider information. And you didn't release that to your shareholders. You can't do that. Well, the FBI had insider information on why you should not vote for Joe Biden. They had insider information that could affect this country, that could potentially help to elect a man who could be compromised by foreign sources, and they chose to sit on it. And if you are going to tell me that that's not rigging an election or helping to rig an election, you're insane. If that had been Donald Trump Jr.'s laptop, the FBI would have held a special meeting saying, in the interests of the American people, we cannot allow this information to go unheard. We have evidence that Donald Trump was selling access to himself through his son. We have evidence that he was supporting his son's habits of possibly putting money in the hands of literally white Russian human trafficking, $5,000 here, $5,000 there, all the Russian traffickers, huh? You think that wouldn't have been out in 10 seconds if the FBI had that? What'd the FBI do with this? They sat on it. We're just going to trickle a little out at a time. Joe's in for 2 years. The world's falling apart. Everybody hates him now. Democrats, you don't want him to run again, right? That's right. We don't want him to run again. We feel he's too old and no one will vote for him and we don't like it. Then can we release the rest of the stuff? Yes, but do it slowly. Just let it leak out a little at a time. That way the American people won't be shocked by it. You hypocrites. You had a sworn duty to the United States of America and its citizens to release every single bit of that information before this election ever happened. And if you want me to present some proof that you rigged the election, here it is. Polls show that a large percentage of people, when questioned, said, had I known that laptop was real, not even what was in it, just had I known that laptop was real, I would not have voted for Joe Biden. Well, okay, well, then that would have swayed the election to Donald Trump. So you, in fact, did steal an election. That's what you did. If you didn't, I'd love to, for you to explain what you did do. Why did you hold on to it for a year? Why didn't you come out and say, no, it is real, when the entire Democratic Party was saying, this is Russian propaganda. That is not his laptop. This was planted by the Trump team. That was old Rudy Giuliani, the old drunk's fault. He fell for a Russian propaganda scheme because he's so dumb. Rudy Giuliani was right the whole time. He was right the entire time. But you know what they did? Much like in a football game when you're running out the clock. That's what they did. They just said, okay, well, just keep denying. Just keep denying. MSNBC, your orders, deny the laptop. CNN, your orders, deny the laptop. You know what real journalists do? Real journalists say, what are you talking about, deny the laptop? I'm digging into this and seeing if it's real. If this is real, that's what I'm reporting to the American people. This is a big story. But what did MSNBC and CNN do? Yes, master. We will follow your orders because they're propaganda. They lied to you. They flat out lied to you knowing they were lying, knowing they were helping the American people to make a choice. If you do believe that Joe Biden got more votes than Donald Trump, you now know the reason why. Because they weren't given all the information. You know what that's like? That's like a timeshare thing. Ah, come over here and you get a free vacation. What do I got to do? Nothing. Show up and you get a free vacation. 3 days. Oh, great. Here I am for my free vacation. All right, well, now you got to sit down and hear a seven-hour pitch about how you should open up a timeshare. Well, you never told me that. Well, too bad. You know what people say about those timeshares? That's a scam. That's a bait and switch. That's phony baloney. Oh, but when the FBI does that, when the FBI doesn't release information, and you don't get it until it's too late, oh, you already cast your vote? He's a year in? Now we'll release the information. And pretend we just stumbled across it. Well, you must be the slowest computer investigators in the world, because some 17-year-old kid could have broke through that computer and got all that stuff in a day. So you're lying. You had every bit of this information, and you got more. There's more coming. You knew the diary was real. If you didn't know the diary was real, why would you possibly send FBI to raid the Project Veritas offices because they might have be in possession of stolen property? A diary? Call up the police right now and say, my diary was stolen, and I believe my next-door neighbor has it, and see if the FBI comes smash their house down. Kick in the door. You know what they're going to tell you? Are you on drugs? F your diary. If you think they got it, then fine. Go confront them about it. But that's a civil issue. It has nothing to do with us. We don't police who has your diary. Oh, but they do if you're Joe Biden, because guess why? They knew what was in it. Were there secrets written in that diary? Did Joe Biden whisper in his daughter's ear, I'm going to give you all these secrets that Russia better not know, that China better not know. I'm going to give you secrets that they would pay big money for. No, of course not. Why would he do that to his daughter? But we know what was in the diary, don't we? That when she was 8, 9 years old, he's taking completely inappropriate showers with her. That drove her, according to her, in her own words, into an almost nymphomatic situation that she had to seek help for. You think they did not know this? When they smashed into the Project Veritas, they knew it. They're literally the strong arm for the Democratic Party. You know what would have happened if this – remember when Trump's tax information was released illegally? Did the FBI break down people's doors and say, you can't do that? That's absolutely 100% illegal. And whoever got that information for whatever reason, crime. They didn't do that. They said, ah, well, c'est la vie. Shit happens. Do you need any further proof, folks? We now have Joe Biden in his own voice, in his own words, telling his son, I think you're in the clear. In the clear over what? We have Hunter Biden's own voice on tape saying, my dad will do anything I ask him to do. You know why Hunter Biden says that? Because then the price goes up for how much they're going to give him. Do you think your dad would be willing to talk to us about this or that? I could use my position to possibly get an interview with him. Well, what you're asking is very, very, very high just for a short talk with the vice president at the time. How could we be assured that he might take our side on this? My dad will do anything I ask him to. Boy, isn't that something? How come this isn't front page news? How come the headlines aren't screaming Joe Biden is a pedophile who took an incestuous pedophile on top of it? How come the headlines aren't screaming that we have the voice of the son of the President of the United States admitting to people his father will do anything he wants him to do, and if you give him enough money, he'll introduce you to his father? How come that's not on every headline of every newspaper? You know what was on every headline of every newspaper? Donald Trump got 2 scoops of ice cream, and everybody else in the room only got one. I'm not making that up. They published that in the newspaper. Donald Trump's very unhealthy. We have pictures of him on the plane, and he's got a McDonald's hamburger. Donald Trump is a cheapskate. He invited a whole bunch of teenagers who some basketball team that won, and he served them McDonald's and some other things. Yeah, big deal, because that's what they like to eat. Everything Donald Trump did was a horror show. Everything Donald Trump did was terrible and evil and wrong and horrible and cheapskate, and he's this and he's that and he's the other thing. But when Joe Biden takes a shower with his daughter and his own daughter, this isn't me saying it. This isn't Donald Trump saying it. This isn't the far right saying it. This is his daughter in her diary that she never thought anyone was ever going to read saying it. What incentive does she have to lie when she's writing it in a diary that she thinks no one's ever going to see? But nobody cares about that. Hunter Biden's own voice on tape, nobody cares about that. Joe Biden's own voice saying, I think you're in the clear, nobody cares about that. The FBI sitting on this, purposely allowing people to go to the polls and say, I guess I'll vote for Joe Biden. Apparently Trump tried to pull a last-minute trick where he claimed that there was some sort of a laptop. What kind of a lowlife would sink to that level of trying to accuse a candidate's son of having a computer that had illegal pornography and drug use and possible political corruption on it? That's a low-down trick. I would never vote for a man who would pull that, except it was true. You know how many people voted for Joe Biden thinking that thing was a lie because that's all they were told? And now guess what CNN, MSNBC is going to say? Oops, my bad. No, it wasn't oops, you're bad. You were given marching orders that that was what you were going to say. That's not news, folks. That's propaganda. Reporting should be 100% down the line, no one swaying them one way or the other. No one swaying them one way or the other. But you go watch MSNBC and CNN. When they had Adam Schiff on there and they were saying, is this actually a laptop? Absolutely not. We have absolute proof. It's Russian propaganda. Hunter Biden never dropped any laptops off. We know for sure that this is Russian propaganda. Did any of those hosts say, show me the proof? Show me that proof. Don't you think the American people deserve to know whether that's true or not? You can say it's not true, but I think the American people need to see that it's proven not to be true before they go to the polls. Isn't that fair? No, none of them said that. Because they already knew it was real. They already knew they were in major cover-up operation. They already knew this is going to sink the election. if we don't cover it up and go into immediate damage control. So they call up their friends in the media, and they call up their friends in the newspapers, and they say, here is your official statements on these. Phony, Russian propaganda, Trump-inspired nonsense to try to sink an election of a candidate he knows he can't beat. That's your talking points. That's it. And they just said, yes, master. They betrayed the American people. Absolutely betrayed them. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, and I know there's a lot of people who are probably independents or maybe even a few of you liberals out there listening. They love to hate me. That's the thing. They say, I don't listen, but you listen. If Donald Trump's son had that laptop and those things came out, as much of a Trump supporter as I was, I would have said, absolutely not. I'm not voting for him. There's something wrong here, and I don't like it. But what do the liberals do? Uh-oh, our candidate's a pervert. Uh-oh, our candidate's corrupt. Uh-oh, our candidate's son is in deep with Russian spies and Chinese spies. Cover it up. Cover it up. What do you mean, cover it up? I mean, that's pretty damn close to actually being a traitor to this country. It's pretty close to treason. You're going to allow a man you know is corrupt, you know is on the take, you know could be compromised by foreign sources, you know has taken money in the past, and further you know has a very weird history with young girls and older women. And instead of saying, yeah, not Joe. We can't have this. Much as we hate Donald Trump, you can't have Joe in there. No, they were just like, no, that's okay. We don't care. We don't care what he did. You literally could have had on that laptop Joe Biden was killing kittens, and they would have said, cover it up. They don't care. They literally don't care. It doesn't matter what their candidate does. All they want is power. And the more power they can achieve, the better. Simple as that. You see it every day. You see it every single day. Look what's going on in California. In California, miraculously, right after a law was passed by the Supreme Court about the concealed carry, millions of people, at least hundreds of thousands of people who had concealed carry permits, all their information suddenly was compromised, and the world got to see who they were and where they lived, their names and addresses. Oh, it was a glitch in the system. We were trying to change something, and oh, automatically everyone's name came up. If anyone knows anything about a computer, that's bullshit. You purposely released the names of concealed carry permit holders in California because you wanted to. You wanted to put them in danger. And many of them were judges. Many of them were judges. This is how radical you've become. How about the Supreme Court leaker who said they're going to overturn Roe v. Wade? I'm telling you, it's close to treason approaching it. You're literally exposing people and putting their lives in danger. And what happened? Did Brett Kavanaugh almost have an incident where a guy was going to kill him? Damn right he did. Oh, but it wouldn't be the fault of the guy who did the leaking, right? That wouldn't be his fault. Just like we see this big January 6th hearing taking place day after day after day, on your hard-earned money, by the way. Your money's paying for that. And while they're bringing up witnesses who said, I heard from a friend who heard from a friend who called a psychic hotline, and they said, while we're wasting our time with that utter nonsense, there are people in Arizona firebombing their capital, firebombing it with people inside it. They're not insurrectionists. They're just rightfully angry that they can't kill every baby that becomes pregnant at will. Not just, well, we want 12 or 14 weeks. No, we want it on demand. In fact, some of us want a post-birth abortion. But they're fine. Just like the Summer of Love, you know, that was fine too, right? That was fine when we were trying to break down the gate to the White House and they had to send the president and his family into the bunker in the basement for fear that they were going to actually break through the barricade. But they were just righteously angry people. Those evil people who broke into the Capitol, they were the real terrorists. You can't make this up, folks. I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. I'm trying to talk to both of you because I'm telling you right now, preaching to the choir doesn't do any good. I'm sure there's a whole bunch of conservatives out there saying, you go, boy. But I'm trying to talk to you liberals and you Democrats because you've got to open your eyes. You can't be such a team player that you literally excuse what's happening here, because eventually it's going to come for you. We can't have this in the United States of America. We can't have one of the top agencies for crime and corruption being on one political party's side alone. We can't have that. That's not what they were founded to do. They're supposed to be 100% totally apolitical. If they were apolitical, no matter what kind of disruption it caused in the election, they would have said, we have to release this information. The American people have a right to know before they go to the ballot what is going on in this situation with the man they may vote for. Right? Of course I'm right. Of course I'm right. There's no viable argument against it. You can't say, well, you know, they felt it wasn't their place to sway an election, but they did sway an election by withholding it. No matter what they did, they were going to sway an election. So at least do the right thing and say, no, we have to release this. There's serious crimes on here, and it brings into question the ability of Joe Biden to actually run this country in a good manner. So we have to bring this before the American people. No, you didn't do it. And you didn't do it because you wanted him to win. And you wanted Trump to lose. I guess you wanted Trump to lose more than you wanted him to win. But that's not fair. That's you using your power to sway the American people's thoughts. It's the same thing as rigging an election, folks. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. So not one more word about how this was a fair election. I don't want to hear any more nonsense about, well, you can't prove Dominion machines. You can't prove that there was any mules running through. You can't prove. I've just proven to you that vital information that would have and should have changed the results of this election was withheld from the American people. And I would argue illegally held from the American people. Turn it around. What would have happened if Donald Trump's son was involved in something and said, my dad will do anything I want to do. If you give me enough money, I'll give you access to him when he becomes the president. Meanwhile, just send me some Russian hookers. My dad will pay for them and make him underage. And also, send some crack. And the FBI said, well, we knew that, but we didn't want to interfere with the election. There would be impeachment hearings the next day, and the Democrats would be calling for the disbandment of the FBI, saying they were in the bag for Trump. That's what would be happening. It's not happening. And the reason it's not happening is they want to be the ones in control. The more power the left gets, the more powerful the FBI will become. And pretty soon they'll be able to raid your house just because you disagree. They're already kind of doing it. They're not doing it with people like me because they don't give one damn what I have to say. But if I was to run tomorrow for office and I was saying these things, they'd raid my house. I have no doubt they'd raid my house. And they'd say, you're pushing a dangerous propaganda. You're spewing dangerous misconceptions. No, I'm not. I'm giving you my opinion. And last I checked, Americans are free to express that. And then Americans are free to either reject it or accept it. But that's not what they want anymore, folks. They want complete and utter control over you. Don't believe me? What is the first thing the Democrats did when the Supreme Court laid down a decision they didn't like? You had Maxine Waters say, we're defying them. They don't have the rights. We are going to defy the Supreme Court. Ignore them. What are you talking about? That's not insurrection when you say ignore these institutions? Folks, the Democrats have lost control. Now, I do want to say one more thing before we wrap it up here, and that is I've heard a poll that says there's a million more people registering as Republicans who used to be Democrats. I want you to watch very carefully against that, because I know for a fact that there are Democrats who are changing their party specifically to vote for who they think the weakest candidate is, so that they won't get totally wiped out in the primaries. In other words, they're being told, all you Democrats, change to Republican and vote for the schlub who can't win. So while people are saying this proves that there's going to be a red wave, no, it proves they're going to try to rig an election again. It proves they're going to try to illegally get in a candidate based upon a legal rule that you can change your party. Now, do Republicans do it? Probably they do. I don't know. But we haven't seen numbers like this. We haven't seen this big a discrepancy in the numbers. So I'm saying to myself, I wouldn't change my whole party. Let's just say the Republican Party totally deserted me and I felt like they were garbage. I'm probably not going to change my party. I'm just going to go, okay, well, I'm just voting for a Democrat then. I got a right to vote for a Democrat. No, it's not going to happen. So when you say these 1 million people are all now staunch Republicans, I don't believe it. I believe this is more shenanigans designed to try to help the Democrats avoid a shellacking in the primaries, because you can't vote for a Republican if you're a Democrat or vice versa in the primaries. You got to come into your own party. So they have to do that. You can in the presidency. You can't in these. So there you have it, folks. Possible rigging of an election. The Democrats will do whatever they have to do to hold on to power. Not because they feel it will be best for the American people, because they have an agenda to take total control of this country. And by total control of this country, I mean total control over you. And everything you do. And they really can't make it any clearer. I mean, they've given up even trying now. Joe Biden goes to try to beg Saudi for oil. And before he even gets there, foreign leaders are telling him they're just pumping at maximum capacity. They're not giving you anything. They're doing the best they can, and they're not going to go out of their way for you.
Oh.
Yeah, oh. So why don't you open up those leases on federal lands, huh? Why don't you get those pipelines back up? If you're so concerned about the gas prices and you feel so badly for the American people, one snap of your fingers and it's solved. But all you hear is, we're doing everything we can. No, you're not. You're doing everything you can to promote the end of fossil fuel industry and the beginning of wind and solar and electric. We're doing everything we can to lower food prices. No, you're not. Because you know the fuel prices affect the food prices. And I'm not even getting into the bizarreness of how many of these poultry and meat packing plants have caught fire. I know they're all natural causes as far as it was a short circuit. There's no arson involved. I get it. But if you don't think it's funny that there's like 30 of them in the last year, that's a lot. I promise you, if 30 Planned Parenthood offices had burnt down in 1 year, the Democrats would be crying, "This is terrorism! So I don't care if they said it's faulty wiring. Something's wrong. 30 doesn't burn in 1 year." Okay. Well, how come the same doesn't apply here then? Just asking. The hypocrisy is overwhelming, and I've really gotten to the point where I'm really tired of it. And you can't really do a debate, because if you ask a Democrat, why do you think it is that the FBI had this clear information on Hunter Biden's laptop, knew it was real, and did not release it? Don't you think that that was in a way helping to sway an election by keeping vital information away from the American people? Their response will be, "I am a squirrel fucker, and I hate the world, and you're an asshole, and you should burn in hell." Well, that's okay. We heard the guy call up a couple of days ago and want to talk about bestiality, because he can't defend his position. Nobody can defend their position. They just instantly go to insults. "You're an idiot. You're an asshole." Okay, well, I'm an idiot and asshole. Now answer my question. "Dummy, I'm not going to answer your question, because if you don't know the answer, I'm not going to give it to you." Yeah, because you don't have one. Because you know I'm right. And it burns you. Deep inside, it burns you that I'm right. And you got flim-flammed. And now you're paying out the ass for your gas. You're paying out the ass for your food. You got a country in chaos. You have no idea what's going to be happening soon, because I got news we're going into a depression, if a recession at minimum, and probably a depression. And you voted for it. So now your self-hatred has to have some form, and that form is, anybody who says that's an idiot. But you can't, unfortunately, debate the facts. The facts are the facts. Joe Biden is on tape now admitting he's a corrupt politician. Joe Biden's daughter is admitting her father is a pedophile. Joe Biden's son is admitting he sold favor to his father for money. And the world don't give one damn. Not one damn.